At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly, a production of iHeartRadio.
Time now for Fantasy Football Weekly from iHeartRadio, your weekly source for the nation's best fantasy football advice, speculation, and whatever stupid stuff they decide to drop into the show. Now here's your host, Paul Charchian.
Nope, not Paul Charchian again.
Where in the world is Paul Charchian?
Pretty sure Indianapolis, is that where he is?
Yeah, Indy.
Indy.
Gen Con.
He's really late for the combine this year.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Well, yeah.
I don't know what Gen Con is. It's not Comic Con, so I don't think they're into like comic book movies.
It's all about the different genders there are. I don't know.
You could have a conference for that, I suppose.
Probably.
It's like board games, though, right?
I think it is board games.
Yeah, that sounds like something George would be doing.
This is Matt Harrison, by the way, along with Brian Johnson. Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly.
What's up, Matt? I'm trying to like get pepped up. I'm dog sitting for the Charchians while they're at Gen Con.
Yeah.
And I got my own dog. And going from one dog to three dogs.
I can't imagine.
And I don't have kids, so I'm not like trained to like be this responsible.
I got four kids and one dog.
So I'm not going to get any sympathy from you or most people.
Nope.
I'm tired, but I'm here.
We have only a few more of these short shows. I think
this is it.
This is it. This is the last one. Next week is we're the full show. That's right. And next week,
what's going on next week?
The fantasy football training camp. Our first full-length show of the season will be live from Treasure Island Resort and Casino. Can't not sing it.
Treasure Island Resort and Casino. Do they still use that?
Yeah, they
jingle.
Do. Yeah, they absolutely.
I haven't
do.
Seen a
have you,
TI commercial.
Have you been to Treasure Island recently?
No, I mean definitely pre-pandemic was the last thing.
I was there over the winter.
That has the big indoor water.
Yeah.
Part. Okay. Yeah. I've been there. And it's been a while.
And they use the get a hotel room there. The hold music is still the Treasure Island Resort and Casino song, but there's like more lyrics to it, which I didn't know. And like
extended version,
extended cut of the Treasure Island song. Pretty good. Pretty good. 10 a.m. is when the radio show starts. It'll be Charch and Brian and myself out there at TI, and 12 p.m. is when we do our deep dive off the air portion, only for the people who show up in person. I know that Treasure Island giving away $1,000 to one lucky fan. That's pretty sweet. Just $1,000 in
Very
somebody's
sweet.
Pocket.
Just to go lose in the casino. Yeah.
And the
it'd be fun. Fun way to lose it.
And the first 100 people through the door get $50 in free slot play.
Oh, does that include us? Because I feel like we'd be, hopefully.
We might be one of the first 100.
Well, we might not be, actually. When do the doors open? I think 9:30, they said.
Something along
those lines. Oh, yeah, I'll be rolling it at like 9:59. Where's my headset?
Well, Charch, usually when we have like a situation like this, the music starts for the show and Brian and I are sitting on the stage ready to go, and then Charch is nowhere to be found, and all of a sudden he pops up like a whack-a-mole out of nowhere.
He's out in the crowd shaking hands, kissing babies.
He kisses so many babies.
It's better than shaking babies.
Yeah, that's
kissing
true.
Kissing hands.
And then after the show, you could probably play a hand of blackjack with me or Brian, if we stick around. We'll see what happens.
Probably have a frosty bev or two.
Oh, yeah, there we go. For more info, go to KFAN.com, type in the keyword events in the search bar, and you'll find all the info about the fantasy football training camp coming up next weekend on the 12th.
I think we gave them all the info they needed. I don't think anyone's going to go to kfan.com and type events into the search bar.
You know, they tell you to do that.
I know. You're just following orders right now.
All right. A Hall of Fame game happened last night, Brian. Did you watch any of it?
So I didn't have any skin in the game, didn't get any, DFS action, didn't get to make any bets. So, no, I didn't. I'm not a sicko. I'm not watching preseason football if I don't have any action on it. I used to, but now I'm well beyond that. I need some skin in the game, but no major injuries, right?
No major injuries. Nothing really noteworthy. I jotted down a couple of things. Izzy Abanaconda scored a touchdown for the Jets.
Yeah, I saw that. He was bell cowing, probably, I would imagine.
That's interesting just because if Breece Hall is not ready to go at the start of the season, that's a really crowded running back room all of a sudden.
Yeah, we'll talk about it sort of in a minute or two.
Yeah. Zach Wilson started at QB for the Jets. Obviously, he's the backup now. And Kellen Mond went for the Browns.
I saw how my boy Jerome Ford was inactive, which I liked.
Okay.
Means he's certainly in for some usage this year.
Yeah.
Behind Nick Chubb,
of
course.
I think so. Usually the Hall of Fame game, they don't dress many people for that game.
The people that don't matter, really. Yeah. That's why I got such a kick out of it last year when they didn't play Josh Jacobs and everyone went the other way with it. They're like, oh, they're not even playing Josh Jacobs? He's going to suck this year.
Yeah,
RB3.
Totally right.
At the end of the season.
By the way, Demetric Felton was the lead back for the Browns last night. Ran 7 times for 46 yards and added in some punt return yardage as well. So if Felton impresses enough, maybe he squeezes Jerome Ford a little bit for that backup role to Nick Chubb.
I planted my flag in Ford a long time ago. I got my victory lap Zeets.
Yeah.
Whatever they're called now. My posts. Victory lap posts.
Yeah.
For Ford all queued up because he's gone from like undrafted. Now he's like in the top 150 picks at least, as he should be. Because if something were to happen to Nick Chubb, it's all systems go.
Seems like
for Ford tough.
You've driven a Ford lately.
I have.
All right. Well done. Speaking of running backs, let's talk about a few of the free agent running backs that are still sitting out there. Let's start with Dalvin Cook, who did visit the Jets last week, left without a contract. What's your make on Cook and some of these other guys?
I don't know. He went to practice, too. They rolled out the red carpet, goes to practice, fans are chanting his name. But I think something would have happened by now in terms of them signing Cook, the Jets, that is. So I don't know. This is just bizarre. Never before have there been, obviously the running back landscape has changed drastically over the last few years, but never before this late in the offseason have we had big name guys like this. Granted, some are at the tail end of their career, but Dalvin Cook, Leonard Fournette, Zeke Elliott, Kareem Hunt, still unsigned. And then Melvin Gordon gets
picked up by Baltimore.
Last week. Forgot he even existed. So yeah, this is, it's just bizarre that they're still sitting out there. It bodes well that they haven't, for the aforementioned Breece Hall. If Cook signed there, that all but guarantees Hall is missing the first month of the season, minimum. Mm-hmm. I guess now there's hope that he'll be ready. I still think he starts the season on the PUP list because, like you said, it's a crowded running back room in New York already, even without Dalvin Cook, if they were to sign him.
Does the fact that they even kicked the tires on Dalvin Cook say enough about Breece Hall's injury status?
I think so. And I mean, just history shows that running backs aren't ready right away. I mean, he tore his knee up late October, so he's well under a year removed. Mm-hmm. And even when he does come back, he's not going to be himself. We've talked about this a bunch. Quickly, I'll mention Javonte Williams is practicing and like he's going to play in the preseason. I didn't see that coming. I thought he was going to be out longer than Hall, so I whiffed there. So he's got some of that you know, freakish Adrian Peterson DNA in him, because he's the only running back that's ever bounced back from a major knee injury to make an impact, a meaningful impact, sure, the following year. So
would you be moving Breece Hall down your rankings right now?
I haven't really been touching him in any format. Okay. Like, in a guillotine league,
yeah,
undraftable to me.
Okay.
Because if he's not ready,
somebody will draft him in the second or third round.
Oh, yeah, they have been. And good luck with that, because Breece Hall is a name that's going to be popping up on the waiver wire.
Sure.
A lot of weeks in guillotine leagues, at least early in the season.
Yeah, on the Chopped podcast, you'll be talking about him hitting the wire a lot.
But my gut's telling me Hall not ready week one. It's interesting. Well, I like Abanaconda more than Carter and Bam Knight. But did Carter Knight? They didn't play on Thursday night, did they? So they ran out of Abanaconda, meaning like they're probably going to
run out the rookie.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a messy backfield. The Jets have one of the messier backfields out there.
Yeah, outside of Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, do you feel much for the Jets?
Not a ton. A lot of wide receivers that don't interest me outside of Wilson. I think Tyler Conklin is a intriguing late round tight end option. But no, there's just a lot too many warm bodies in the wide receiver room too, outside of Garrett Wilson.
They're very deep there. As you mentioned, Leonard Fournette, Ezekiel Elliott, Kareem Hunt, all unsigned as of right now.
Places that seem like they would sign one of these running backs. Well, I thought Denver was a lock, but if they're really going to roll Javonte Williams out week one, they got Samaje Perine. I guess they're less of a contender to sign one of these guys. They say Miami is still in the mix, New England.
Maybe Dallas again.
Cincinnati could maybe use another running back.
A little depth.
But any one of these guys are not going to go. I mean, Cook is still the most talented, arguably, but they're going to muck up a lot of, or they're going to muck some things up wherever they land.
Yeah,
they're not going to take all the touches, but don't feel too comfortable that all the backfield situations are settled, because they are not, with these guys out there lingering.
Yeah. Let's stay in the running back room and talk about maybe the bigger news to come out. Did this news hit before your last podcast? Jonathan Taylor?
Yeah, I think Fish and I briefly mentioned that he was on we talked about him being on the PUP list,
yep,
but not the trade demand had not happened as of last week.
He met with Jim Irsay, and then after that meeting said, yeah, I'm out. I want to trade. So right now he's on the active PUP list with an ankle injury. There's a lot of speculation in Indy that he's healthy enough to practice, but he's doing like a hold-in until he gets a contract or is traded. So are the Colts really going to trade Jonathan Taylor? And are there people out there willing to pay a price that the Colts would want for Jonathan Taylor?
Probably not both ways. they're asking price. I don't know what it is. It's going to be too high for anyone, I'm sure.
You'd think at least a second, if not a first.
Yeah, no one's going to pay a first for him. Because then they're going to have to – he's going to want a long-term deal too, because he's in the last year of his rookie deal.
Absolutely.
I believe. And Irsay, he's really rubbing the salt in JT's wound right now, because I don't know if this is entirely true, but I read it on X, so it must be true. I read a post, or maybe it was a repost on X, that Irsay is funding the transportation of like a killer whale from some aquarium on like a private jet back to the ocean. It's going to cost like $20 million. So that's no problem.
He'll free Willie, but he won't free Jonathan.
There you go. Well said. Well put. But yeah, I mean, JT's, you know, his ADP is dropping like a rock. He can't like sit out entirely, because it like docks him a year of service. So like he would still be like on his, I don't know all the ins and outs of this situation, but I think he plays, one would hope, but I don't know. This is depressing, really, this running back.
The whole running back thing,
it's sad. And we're not even running backs. So I feel bad for the running backs, even though they're still, the good ones are millionaires. But yeah, it's bizarre.
They're almost ready to unionize on their own, you'd think.
They should. Or just play tight end
All right. Back. Let's move on. Cooper Kupp, another first round ADP right now. He's dealing with a hamstring injury. The Rams are calling him day to day, but the coaching staff says, oh, he'll be all right.
He'll be just fine. Yeah, you can't pump any pessimism into your fan base or your team. I mean, I'm reading more. I remember heard more like week to week. Like he'll be ready to scrimmage. They said in a couple weeks. So I'll buy the dip. You know, in standard best ball or redraft leagues. But another guy right as of right now, I'm not spending a first round pick. And granted, first round picks are 18 teams in a standard guillotine league. But I'm not. Easy fade for me right now.
On Cooper Kupp?
Because it's not guaranteed he's ready to be week one. And I'm not, if I'm not 100% sure when I'm about to click that draft button, whenever it is, that at that moment the player is not playing week one, of course something can happen. I'm not drafting him in a guillotine league.
Where's his ADP on guillotine right now?
Oh, he was like top eight pick. You know, he's top three or four wide receiver.
I figure because as far as wide receivers go, amongst the safest players you can draft once healthy.
Yeah, I mean it's Jefferson, Chase, Kupp is wide receiver three.
Okay.
6.6 ADP. So yeah, he's going before Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs, AJ Brown. I think we'll see that change in the next week or two until we have some more clarity on the injury. But it's not like he's had hamstring issues before. Stuff happens, but it's scary, but he will dip a little bit in other formats, and I'll scoop him up. Scoop the coop. Cooper scooper.
Let's take a break, and maybe you can buy one of these Cooper scoopers online.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Welcome back to Fantasy Football Weekly. This is Matt Harrison at Explosive Output on Twitter, along with Brian Johnson. He's at BTXJ.
On what? Twitter?
It's still Twitter to me.
I know. I will never.
I do approve that you like are just like glomming onto the X thing. Like, I know somewhat sarcastically, but
it's just so funny, like how slow this like takeover has become. Like, they have changed the tweet to post and. Search Twitter now just says search. But when you get reposted, the notification still says has retweeted your tweet.
It's so embedded.
It's so ridiculous.
Let's go back to the running back. Well, Alvin Kamara met with Roger Goodell on Wednesday, and it sounds like a suspension is coming. They haven't said quite yet how long that will be, and it might take a couple of weeks or a month, they're saying, for that suspension to be levied. My guess, 2 to 4 games.
Yeah, I think six, worst case scenario. I don't think he'll be more than six. But it sounds like he's going to avoid the legal trouble, which
they dropped the felony charges off.
Yeah,
for him,
so that, and if there were felony charges, he'd be looking, of course, at jail time and a much longer suspension. So this is good news per se. It has been over the last week or two since the charges were dropped. So yeah, his ADP has crept up a little bit. I would almost be reaching around on Kamara. Just if it's only two games, then that's like Yahtzee time. Even though he hasn't been as productive the last year or two as he has in the past. Jamal Williams in town now, of course. Last year's leading rushing touchdown leader.
Yeah.
Still crazy to say that. They drafted Kendre Miller, who's kind of like a Kamara light. So there's competition for touches. But if it's on that suspension is on the shorter side of things at only two games, if you're getting them outside the top 100 players, that still seems like a pretty good deal, especially in PPR leagues. Because Derek Carr is like kind of like a check down king. So I think Kamara's game will fit nicely with Derek Carr.
All right. Yeah, Kamara's just not a guy that I've been on at all this year. I've been, you know, subscribing to the theory, leave a year early than just stay on a year late.
Yeah, and Alvin. He's going back to that Christmas game a couple of seasons ago when he had six touchdowns.
He had six touchdowns since
then. You look at his like season totals the last, and they're all propped up by like three monster games, which is a headache unless you're playing best ball.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's only three games, that's still a headache even in best ball because you're not getting many spike weeks there. But
and obviously Kamara probably not draftable in the first five-ish rounds in a guillotine.
No, I wouldn't pick him at all.
Okay.
It doesn't matter how anyone that's like assuredly going to miss the first 2 weeks, like Jameson Williams, like I won't even draft him.
Tail end of the draft, not even like a bench spot.
No, because someone will take him.
Sure,
like a round later, that person's just not going to be me. A round after ADP,
not even if we have 17 Bryans.
Nope,
18 Bryans in the league.
We will let. I'll take 17 shots at Jameson before I draft Jameson Williams in a guillotine league.
All right, J.K. Dobbins still not practicing for the Ravens. It's an undisclosed injury, but
yeah, this is more of a pay up scenario than Taylor even.
Oh really?
Oh yeah.
I think so?
He played towards the end of last year, and he looked pretty good. They didn't give him enough touches in the playoffs for whatever reason, but he wants to get paid. He's also in the last year of his rookie deal, but unlike Taylor, he really hasn't done much.
He's had almost 2 years of no production because of injury, and he did get injured in the preseason. Do you remember that week where Dobbins and then Gus Edwards both got ACLs in the same week?
Oh, yeah. Charge didn't get out of bed for like 5 days that week.
Yeah, he was sucking his thumb. It was weird. But it does seem like the Ravens could be just kind of keeping him under glass until it's time to break the glass.
They could be, but he has expressed, you know, displeasure with his contract. But hey, you're in your rookie deal. I was reading like how he in like April he said, you know, I signed the contract, I have to honor it, blah blah blah. Then he signed or hired a new agent.
And that guy said, you don't have to honor the contract.
Blood-sucking vampire. He's like, no, we're going to be a big pain in the ass for Baltimore. So I would add Baltimore to that you know, list of short list of teams that might sign one of those running backs we were talking about earlier because, you know, Dobbins is good, but I think they would get along just fine if they plopped in Dalvin Cook or Kareem Hunt for J.K. Dobbins.
Can you imagine them signing one of these free agent running backs and not signing J.K. Dobbins, though? The guy they know.
Well,
the guy
it's not a matter of. Well, it's not. I mean,
because all those guys on the market.
He wants
someone.
A long term deal, though. I mean, if they could get Kareem Hunt for a year or two, basically, you know, they'd be paying him a little more than what they're paying Dobbins now on his rookie deal. But Dobbins wants like a max long term, or you know, a pretty big money long term deal. But you know, Zeke, Fournette, Kareem Hunt, they're not really expecting that. They're not as young as Dobbins, so
sure.
I don't know. And it's a huge makeover for that offense in Baltimore now that Todd, don't call me Art Monken, is the new offensive coordinator. He's very pass friendly, so they're not going to be as run heavy as they were in the past. in Baltimore. So I don't know. Dobbins, another guy you've seen his ADP plummet, but I don't think it's because of injury. So that's why I'm still buying. I'll buy that dip, but and I don't think he can't afford to hold out. Probably like literally can't afford to hold out.
Yeah. I know there was a lot of steam early on Dobbins in the season, but to me, this just seems like a backfield I'm trying to avoid. I think Gus Edwards, even if Dobbins and Edwards are both there, and maybe Melvin Gordon as well, is I think that this is a three-headed beast, and there's not over 50% touches for one of these running backs.
Yeah, as of right now, I with their ADP baked in, of course, I'd take Edwards 10 out of 10 times over Dobbins right now because, like you said, they both got injured. Was it the same game? It was like the same month 2 years ago. So Edwards also 2 years removed now from major knee injury. That's where you see running back sort of return to form if they're not too old. And Edwards is not. Gus Edwards sounds like a 37-year-old man, doesn't he?
It's probably like in his 50s.
But let's see how old Gus Edwards is.
I think I'm going to guess he's like 25.
He's 28.
Okay.
But he doesn't have a ton of mileage on him.
Sure.
Still got some tread on those tires.
Well, let's go to a couple of other running backs who you'd think have a lot of tread on their tires. Second-year running back Kenneth Walker III in Seattle. He's nursing his groin, which he seems to like to do. He was at practice on Thursday, but with no helmet. Oh, my gosh. He's been sitting out for about a week now. And Zach, is it Charbonnet?
Charbonnet.
That sounds like a delicious ice cream treat or something like that. Can I get a chocolate Charbonnet?
A Charbonnet.
Yeah, that sounds delightful. He has a shoulder injury, but he did return to practice on Thursday. By the way, it was a no-pad practice on Thursday in Seattle. So Charbonnet initially listed as the guy that they had an undisclosed amount of time on him, but he came back right away with the shoulder. Walker still nursing the groin. That makes me a little bit more nervous. And to me, I think I'd rather grab Charbonnet at the price than what Walker is and just gamble that at some point during the season, Zach Charbonnet is the top running back there.
Yeah, he's certainly cheaper than Walker. But yeah, the verbiage used by Seattle, these guys got hurt on the same day earlier in the week. It was...
Was it a shoulder to groin? They ran into each other or something like that?
Ouch. I would rather be the shoulder in that scenario. But how they made it sound was like these guys could miss serious time, but they didn't bring anyone. I feel like if that was the case, they would have brought in Zeke or Fournette just to kick the tires because all they have behind Walker and Charbonnet or DJ Dallas and Kenny McIntosh, who's a rookie, and neither of those guys are kind of, you know, early down bell cow type backs. So I think both will be okay. But yeah, if you're going to just go with one, shoulder injuries, not great on a running back, but you'd rather have a shoulder injury than a groin injury.
Soft tissue in the legs, yeah.
So, but I think both will be okay come week one. I've seen a slight dip in both in their ADP because of these injuries, but I think you'll be glad you bought the dip on either one or both in a week or two. I think they'll be fine.
All right, last nugget that we're going to talk about: Anthony Richardson now taking virtually all the first team reps in Indy. Sorry, Gardner Minshew, it's over. It never even started for you in Indy.
Yeah, I was saying there's no way they can roll Richardson out week one, considering he only started 13 games in college as a quarterback, and generally rookie quarterbacks don't start week one. But it seems like Richardson will start. But now, you know, the Colts are an S show, so it's like, what's the like? That division is pretty wide open. The Jaguars heavy favorites, but outside of that, you know, it's winnable, but. Mm-hmm. I think Minshew, I don't know. Doesn't that give him a better chance to win, but he'd just be a more stable presence for the first couple weeks. See if he can get out of September 2-2.
Like you said, Jim Irsay, not the most stable of owners. I'm sure it's coming from the top that he wants Richardson to start.
But a big boon for Richardson if he does start week one, you know, in like redraft best ball formats. I was kind of fading him for a while, but I started buying into him as we got deeper into the summer. And now, but now if you were getting him, I mean, he's months ago, he was going as a top 10 quarterback, which was crazy to me.
I think he's like 11th or 12th.
Yeah, he's still up there. So yeah, it's only obviously just better for him. If he starts week one, take those licks, take his lumps sooner than later. And, let the learning process begin.
Yeah.
It's going to be a pretty steep curve as it is.
Absolutely. I'm excited. He's a cheat code.
Yep.
So he could be the best running quarterback in the league this year.
Yeah. I mean, he, at the combine, he tested not among like quarterbacks all the time, like all positions. Mm-hmm. He was like the most freakish athlete ever to roll through Indianapolis until Paul Charchian just rolled through there.
Charch is running a 4.140 over a Lucas Oil, for sure.
I've never seen Charch sprint, have you? Except when he runs up onto the stage because he's late for the start of the show at training camp.
I mean, that's pretty quick, though.
Yeah. And he jumps.
Quite,
like
quite fleet of foot.
There's like the standing broad jump onto the stage.
He's been doing his plyos at home for sure. I'll mention shameless plug, Shock Fantasy. Summer 23 is a good promo code. You get Shock Fantasy for a full year for $23. We got our best ball and dynasty cheat sheets updated, guillotine league. What else? Redraft, keeper league, and we're also doing fake cheat sheets this year. The fake cheat sheets
What's
are fantastic.
That mean?
When people come to your draft,
yeah,
you just leave a couple of these fake cheat sheets out, and they look like legit and real.
I like that idea.
But they have some, you know, for those people in your league that they don't prep at all, and they come in and they brag, and they're like, "Oh yeah, can you print me off a cheat sheet?" Yeah, print them off one of these super sweet fake cheat sheets. Yeah. Again, shockfantasy.com. Summer 23. Is the good promo code.
Yeah, I like that. It reminds me like when you watch the actual NFL draft and you know they show war rooms all the time.
Yeah, the whiteboards.
And people have to play out like if I was the GM, I would be writing just a bunch of players I have no interest in drafting all over my whiteboards and like with hearts and like smiley faces like got to get this guy.
Do you think that's why the Lions took Jahmyr Gibbs?
Yeah, they went off their fake whiteboard. They're like, "Oops. We got our whiteboards mixed up."
All right.
I don't want to talk about any more running backs.
No, let's not. All right. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Matt.
This is Matt and Brian, and we'll be back next week at Fantasy Football Training Camp along with Charch.
Fantasy Football Weekly is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.